Hi guys, how you all doing? Danny Cumru here, and oh my goodness, it's 2024. It's actually 1st of January 2024, and I really wanted to do this podcast today to give you some new year inspiration. I am feeling absolutely buzzing for 2024, so I wanted to rub some of that good energy off on all of you. Let me tell you how I started my day today, right? I've literally got all of my healthy eating planned out for the whole week. I've done a big food shop in M&S. I am literally raring to go. I've done all of my juices. I've made my ginger shots. I've planned out how I'm exercising, absolutely everything, and it feels so good. It feels so good to open a brand new diary. So hopefully you've got your brand new diary, right? If you haven't got your brand new diary, then oh my goodness, right? You've got a lot to do, because opening up a brand new diary and setting out your goals and setting out your intentions is just absolutely incredible. I've also saged my whole house this morning, and you know, as I sage my house, I say, you know, like, welcome all the good energy. I open the windows and say goodbye to all of the old energy. I set new intentions. So that's absolutely incredible. So yeah, I feel absolutely amazing. So I wanted to pass that good new year energy on to you all and tell you all how to kind of start your year in such a positive mindset to get yourself so ready for 2024, right? Tell yourself right now, repeat after me, guys, right? 2024 is my year. Say it out loud. 2024 is my year. You can smash this year if you decide to do it, right? I've heard so much this year, I don't know about you guys, right, but I've seen, like, on social media, a lot of people saying, new year, new you, like, it's such BS, like, why are people saying this, like, nothing changes in a new year, and I'm like, oh my goodness, get your bad energy away from me. I think everything changes in a new year if you decide to make that change, right? It's all in our mind. Our minds are so powerful, and to me, a start of a new year is a time to realign, to refresh, to reset your goals, to reset your intentions, and to really go for it again. So I actually think there's nothing BS about it. I just think it's absolutely amazing. And you know what I love about this year as well? It starts on a Monday. Like, it's the ultimate refresh. It's a new Monday. It's a new year. Like, oh my goodness, I just absolutely love it. And I am so excited today, as you can probably tell by my voice, right? So I want to go through with you a few things in the new year to make sure that you absolutely smash all of your goals in 2024, not even just in your network marketing business, but just to smash your whole life, right? You guys all know that I love to plan for success. I think if you're going to be successful, you have to plan for it. You have to say, right, I'm going to be successful and this is how I'm going to do it, right? So open up your diaries, set out your goals, set out your top, your priorities, and completely plan for it, right? So let's talk about your network marketing business for the moment, right? Set out your intentions for this new year. If we break it down weekly, how many new conversations do you want to have in a week? How many calls do you want to have with, like, your team in a week? How many follow-ups do you want to have in a week? How many sales do you want to make in a week? How many opportunity exposures do you want to make in a week? How many new partners do you want to introduce into your business for the week, right? Make a complete plan, and then make a social media plan. So what are you going to post on social media to attract new people into your business, right? Make to-do lists, make plans, set your affirmations. This is something that's really important. So what affirmations are you going to be telling yourself every single day in 2024? Write down what your affirmations are. I am successful. I am powerful. I am amazing. I am a sales machine. I am a recruitment machine. I am driven. I am ambitious. I am phenomenal. I am healthy. I am loved. I am secure. I am confident, right? What are your affirmations you are telling yourself every day? Are you going for a big promotion? Tell yourself, I am this promotion, right? Tell yourself your affirmations. One thing I really want to make sure you have all got going into 2024 is a brand new vision board. If you are listening to this and you have not got your vision board yet, it is already 2024. Please create a brand new vision board. Vision boards are magic. They're magic, obviously, if you put the work in, right? But vision boards are magic. Put on your vision board your desires, your things that you really want, like the reason you are waking up every morning, smashing your network marketing business. Put them on your vision board, right? And put it in a place where you are going to see it every single day, so that when you wake up in the morning, you are literally looking at your vision board and going, I'm going to smash my business today and that's why, right? And you're going to bin the excuses because you know exactly why you're doing it, because you're looking at that vision board every single day and you're like, yes, this is why I'm doing it. This is why I'm waking up in the morning. This is why I'm working hard. That's the reason that I'm doing it, right? And your vision board has got to have things on it that you truly, really want. Don't just put things on it that you think that you should put on it. Like, oh, I'm going to put a Range Rover on it because my upline's got one. Oh, I'm going to put a handbag on it because my upline bought one of them, or because I think that's what I should want. No, put on it the things that you really, really want. If you are quite materialistic, I love things, and you do want the handbag and you do want the Range Rover, put it on it and work so hard to get it. If it's something you truly, really want, picture yourself in it, put it on the vision board, and I promise you, you can make it happen. I remember when I put Range Rover on mine. I remember when I put £10,000 a month income on mine, £20,000 a month income on mine. I remember when I put off on there paying off my mortgage. I remember when I put on there like buying my Louis Vuittons, buying my Louboutin shoes. I put all of that on there, buying my Rolex watch. They are the materialistic things that I wanted so much. I just didn't put them on there because someone said, oh, it'd be really nice to have a Rolex. I wanted it. You might not. That might not be something that you ever want, right? But for me, I was like, that is what I want. I want to be able to buy myself that. That is what I want. And I put it on there and I put in the work through this incredible industry and I made it happen. If I can make that happen through putting it on my vision board and through working hard in this industry, then you can too. The thing about this industry is it doesn't discriminate. Anyone can get to the top. Anyone can smash it. Anyone can make phenomenal money. It's not like some people can and some people can't. Everyone can, right? It's just if you are willing to do the work to go out there and to make it happen. And you have to make that decision. You have to say, right, I'm going to smash it. I'm going to be the next person in my company to get to the top of the comp plan. I'm going to be in the next person in my company to speak on stage. Whatever it is that you want to do, right? If you want to really, really want to do your own events and speak on stage, put it on your vision board, work up to making it happen. If you want to hit a certain rank, put it on your vision board, work hard to make it happen. If you want to buy a house, if you want to take your family to Disney World, if you want to go on a dream holiday, if you want to, whatever it is, if you just want to, whatever it is that you want, really, really take some time today, if you haven't already, setting yourself up for 2024, to really think about what it is you want. What are you doing this business for? Because I promise you, if you don't know, nothing will change and you won't achieve anything. You have to know what you're setting out to achieve. You have to set out to achieve something. You have to know what it is that you're setting out to achieve. What is it that you want to achieve in 2024? When you look back this time next year and you look back on 2024, what things do you want to have achieved, right? What things do you want to have done, right? Make sure you are going to make yourself proud this year, right? I want you to imagine your future, guys, right? And I want you to write a list and I want you to write down exactly, cover all areas, right? Your business, your personal, your health, your fitness, your finance. Write down who you really, truly want to be into in the future, okay? Really dig deep into your why. This is another thing. If you've got a why that makes you cry, you're never going to fail because you're connected so deeply with your why that you are going to make it happen. What is your why, guys? Is it to feel fulfilled? Is it to be able to have your dream life? Is it to be able to make your kids proud? Is it to be able to give your kids the best life? Is it to make yourself proud? Like, what is it? What is your true why that you want to smash this business and you want to get up every morning and smash it? What is your reason? Okay, write down your reasons why you are going to smash your business in 2024 and keep yourself accountable for them, okay? It's really, really important to kind of reflect on your future. Think about your future and imagine yourself in the future, right? Write down your goals. What do you want to achieve in the next 12 months? Break that down. What do you want to achieve in the next 6 months? What do you want to achieve in the next 3 months, right? Write down why your goal is so important to you. When you write down your goal, why is it so important to you? Why do you want to smash that goal? Right, write it down and you will look at it and you will make it happen. So one thing, going back to the vision board, you really, really need going into 2024 is your vision board. Have it, like I've got like a mesh board and I print out pictures. I go on like what are they called, like, do you know when you go and you get pictures printed out, freeprints.com or something, vistaprints.com, and you can actually get them printed out for free. You can actually get something like 50 free prints a month. So I go on there, print out different pictures, so different things that I've put on my vision board this year to give you an idea, like pictures of the type of house I want to live in, pictures of me going to the gym every day because I want to do that. I want to take my family to Disney World, to the Maldives. I want to speak on stage. I want to run my own events. I want to hit certain incomes that I've put on there. Absolutely everything you can think of. Do like a little brain dump of all of the different things that you truly, truly want. And then get pictures of things that represent that so that you can stick it onto your vision board, right? So your vision board might be like a cork board, might be like a wire, like mesh board, like what I've got. And I've got like little pegs that pin up my pictures. I also have a little vision board on my phone. So, I mean, come on, we're in network marketing. We're looking at our phones all day, every day. So have it as your cover photo on your phone, right? Don't just have your cat on there. Right, it's not giving you anything. You can look at your cat, right? But the front cover of your phone should be your vision board. So that every time you pick it up, you know why you're doing that DMO. You know why you're messaging another 10 people. You know why you're doing another story. You know why you're doing another post, right? Because you want to smash that vision so badly, right? So have it on your phone. Have it on like your office wall or your lounge wall or your bedroom wall, whatever wall it is you look at every single day. Have your big vision board up there and connect with it every single day. In 2024, look at it every single day and know why you are doing this business, right? And then really, really think about who you want to be in 2024. Who is it that you want to be? Who do you want to be spending time with? What do you want to be doing in your spare time? What do you want your diet to look like? What do you want to eat on a daily basis? What do you want your morning routine to be? Okay, because it's the first day now of a blank canvas, right? Day one of 365 days for you to design a life that you love, design a life that you want. And that's what this industry gives you, right? It gives you the chance to design a life exactly the way that you want it to be. You can design any life you want, and this is day one. So this is the day that you go, right, this is it, this is what I'm doing, this is who I want to be, this is who I'm showing up as, right? If you want to hit a certain rank in your business, show up as that rank before you get there, because that's going to enable you and that's going to push you to get there if you start showing up as that person now. Are you going to be doing your own Zoom calls in 2024? Perhaps you haven't done that before. Perhaps that's something you want to start doing now to inspire your team, right? This quote will always stick in my mind, something that I was told by one of my mentors, right? The person that holds the marker makes the most money. And that stuck with me. I was like, oh my goodness, yes, it's true. The person that you always see at the front doing the presentations, the person you're always seeing hosting the opportunity calls, right? The person you always see hosting calls for their team, they're making the most money. So become that person. You start holding the marker. You start hosting the opportunity calls. You start hosting your own events. You start encouraging your own team by doing Zoom calls for them, right? Step into that leadership position before you become it, and then you'll become it, okay? It's really, really important to step into the person that you want to be and to show up as that person before you become that person. So really think about, what do you want your routine to be like in 2024? Do you want to wake up early? Are you doing your affirmations of the morning? Are you doing your journaling of a morning? Are you doing meditation of a morning? Are you doing your affirmations of a morning? What does your morning routine look like? Decide today. Maybe you slept in today, right? It's New Year's Day, but don't sleep in tomorrow, right? Start your routine now. How you win your morning is how you win your day. It is so important to have an incredible morning, guys. I've spoken about it before. It is so important to wake up of a morning, to set your intentions, to tell yourself, I'm going to have a phenomenal day. And then you're going to have a phenomenal day. Okay, I'm going to get a team member today. I'm going to get a sale today. I'm going to smash it. The language, the things that you tell yourself is what's going to happen. If you wake up negative in a negative mood, you're going to have a negative day. I can promise you that, okay? So it's a complete new refresh. We're going into a complete new year. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be showing up as? Who do you want to be spending time with? What do you want your diet to be like? Who do you want to be? And I promise you, our job is all about inspiring other people, right? We are influencers. We are people that we inspire other people, right? With my company, we inspire health. So I'm a health influencer and I'm inspiring people to become healthier. That is what I do. The only way I can inspire people to become healthier and to be their best self is if I'm doing that myself. If I'm not looking after my own health, I'm sure as hell not going to inspire anyone else to look after their health, okay? So it starts with us. If we want to smash our business, it starts with us. If we want to earn more money, it starts with us. If we want to inspire people to be healthier, it starts with us. We need to look at everything that we're doing in 2024 2024. That's exactly what I'm doing. So I'm going into the new year and I just am so clear about who I want to be, what I want to be doing, what I want my hobbies to be, what I want to be eating, what I want to be spending, who I want to be spending my time with. Okay, the language that I want to put out there, the language that I want to tell myself, the words I want to tell myself. I am just so certain about all of that, that I know I'm going to have an incredible 2024, because I've already told myself that. I've already set my goals. I've got my vision board on my wall. As I say, my house is so tidy this morning. I've staged everywhere. I am so ready. It's a blank canvas and I am so ready to smash 2024. So I hope you guys are so excited to smash the new year as well. This is your year. You can do it. You can smash it. Go and do it, guys. Go and get it and let's have the most incredible, successful 2024. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to be bringing you so many more of them in 2024. Let's do it. Let's smash it. Let's get you to exactly where you need to be and let's make all of your dreams in 2024 come true. It's going to be the most successful year yet.